Eighth parak of Tais, third Mishnah, Hamabid b'yom u'motzeh b'yom tov. Somebody lost something and he found in the daytime and he found it again in the daytime, then it is tov, because we assume that nobody touched it, because somebody would have found it, he would have taken it. If it already touched, he would have taken it. It was clearly visible. B'yom u'motzeh b'layla, but if he lost it in the day and he found it at night, or b'layla u'motzeh b'yom, or he lost it at night and found it in the daytime, or b'yoyim u'motzeh b'yom shel achrav, or he lost in the day and found it the next day, there was a night in between. As long as there was a night that transpired from when he lost it till he found it, then tamei, we're concerned that a nida or a non-Jew who have a status of a zav trampled on it, and memeo v'umatame it, because even their shoes is tamei, like an av hatumah. If there was one night there, in which case it's concerned that these people inadvertently stepped on it or kicked it, it is tummy. The person leaves out his garments in the shusirabim to dry out, then they're tohir, because this is a suffix, tumah mishusirabim, and I guess since it's suspended, there's not a chash of anybody trampling them on them. So it remains a suffix, which was a yochid to me, but still it's a suffix that somebody tummy touched it, and therefore it's tummy. Bimhoyim is shamram, tahoyim is watching over them, that nobody touched it, and they're tohoyim. Yeah. We're not concerned that his shmir wasn't a good shmir. Noflu v'holach laviyon. If they fell down and he went to bring them, then Tameim, in other words, this is talking about at night, if they fell down and now it took him a little time till he got them, so we have to be concerned somebody stepped on them. Somebody told me he stepped on them. Nofel dalyo l'toich boyu shel ama oretz. His bucket fell into a well of an ama oretz. V'holach lavi mayeleno, and he went to try to find something to take it out. Tomei, it's still Tomei. It was in the possession of the Amoritz, and anything that's in the household possession of the Amoritz, we are concerned not only that it's Tomei Maga, we're even concerned of Tumas Meis. Bigger Chiddush.